As an unlicensed doctor, we suggest a prescription for one of our shows. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Fake Doctor's Orders. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
To coast in Canada, across North America, and around the globe on the World Wide Web, this is Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru. And Raceline is driven by the Subaru WRX and WRX STI, 11-time Canadian Rally Manufacturer's Champion, and by the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe, engineered to excite, a Subaru Canada presentation, lousy voice and all. Your National Radio Motorsport Authority, we are. The Raceline Radio Network, Eric Thomas, host and anchor. Lisa Pileski, our Supreme Commander, in Raceline Master Control. Vic Politian, once again, controlling all network function for us. Coming up, easily the fastest married couple in racing. Going one-on-one with IndyCar driver Graham Rahal and spouse NHRA Funny Car driver Courtney Force together. Is it racing all the time? Another major regional show along the network happens Monday, August 1. At Canada's oldest and longest operating dirt track, Merrittville Speedway, Niagara, for the 7th annual Bob St. Amand Senior Memorial, featuring super dirt car big block modifieds, Merrittville GM Erica Bicknell gives us the lowdown. Will Power reflects on the Toronto Indy on a rough track. Dale Earnhardt Jr. has a health update. Casey Kane jazzed about his World of Outlaws show at Us Weekend. And we get to more of your entries for the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. Your chance to snare the grand prize pack in the race wrap. Lewis has a high time in Hungary. Kyle Busch romps at the Brickyard. So for race fans across Canada and U.S. border states, powerful sport, powerful radio for 24 years, this is the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Will Power, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Master, what makes a man great?
Close your eyes and tell me what you hear.
I think I hear the rumbling of power, Master. Is that the thunder of destiny calling me to dig deep within to find my own strength?
No, my son, that's just Master Han and his 2017 Subaru WRX STI.
Hey, anyone need anything from the store? A gum?
The 2017 Subaru WRX STI.
Butter?
Nothing sounds like it. Nothing drives like it. Subaru, confidence in motion.
Did you hear about Frank? Arrested for drunk driving? I never would have thought he would make that mistake. He's got a great job and is a terrific dad.
Not all drunk drivers are the same, you know. They can be male or female, all different ages, come from all walks of life.
There are many types of drunk drivers. Some drink and drive rarely, while others do it all the time. That's why we have a variety of strategies to deal with them.
You know, a good friend of mine was charged, and she almost never drinks.
Speak your mind. ChangeTheConversation.ca.
The good people at Jack Links know a thing or two about perfection. And perfection is on full display with their new small batch jerky. Handcrafted and slowly smoked. With savory flavors like teriyaki and peppered, Jack Links small batch will leave you speechless. And probably crying tears of joy. Because it's good. So good. Sometimes the best things in life start small. Try the new small batch bacon jerky. Available in stores now.
Jack Link's beef jerky. Feed your wild side.
This is the ultimate must-have for motorcycle enthusiasts. TISO is proud to present the T-Race MotoGP Limited Edition 2016 watch. This watch has the precision of the timekeeper, with chronograph functions resembling a bike dashboard and features such as the brake disc bezel and tire tread on the back of the bracelet. Available at your authorized TISO dealer. For more information, visit TISOWatches.com. That's T-I-S-S-O-T watches.com. TISO, Swiss watches since 1853.
Thomas, it's Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru. For the Raceline Race Wrap, the latest news, Formula One Hungarian Grand Prix to start us off. Lewis Hamilton overpowered his Mercedes teammate, pole sitter Nico Rosberg, into the first turn off the start of the Hungaroring, and that was, well, pretty much game over at that point as Hamilton sailed away to his third F1 win in a row, fifth of the schedule. The only time Lewis was under any kind of a real threat was when he was held up by backmarkers. Rosberg second, Daniel Ricciardo third for Red Bull, F1 points into Germany. Hamilton now pulls the lead away from Rosberg for the first time this season. What a comeback. Lewis has erased a 43-point hole and is now six better than Nico. F1 file, they think they've clarified the radio rules, but they really haven't. Now, it follows the Rosberg kerfuffle at the British Grand Prix, where he radioed Mercedes. He had a gearbox problem, and they told him how to correct it. He was dropped from second to third, and that cost points, but Mercedes didn't appeal. The rule now reads, any transmission about a computer problem or a critical problem with the car must include an irreversible instruction to pit or fix it or park it. Jenson Button even got caught in Hungary talking about a safety issue. It's still open to interpretation and is therefore too gray and useless. NASCAR Sprint Cup, the Brickyard, Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Oh, hot. Temps well over 100 degrees in these automobiles. From the pole, Kyle Busch forgot about the heat, dominated the Xfinity run, and the same thing in the Cup race. He led all but 21 of the 170 laps, some overtime, for his second straight Brickyard sweep. Matt Kenseth second, Jimmy Johnson third. Red flag for a big one with six to go on a restart. The collected five individuals, including Brad Keselowski and Carl Edwards, all okay. Tony Stewart's final run at Indy, special goodbye because, of course, he's a former IRL champion as well. He finished 11th. Canada's, one Canadian in there, Patrick Carpentier, 34th. TV commentator Jeff Gordon, five-time Brickyard winner, brought back out of retirement to sub former teammate Dale Earnhardt Jr., finished 13th. That's not bad. But not clear to drive medically. Junior tells us his concussion-like maladies are not pleasant.
My mind feels real sharp. The symptoms that I have are balance and nausea. I've struggled with my balance over the last 4 or 5 days, and that definitely wouldn't be able to drive a race car.
No, not at all. But a few days later, Junior tweeted he was starting to feel better, and that's good. Gordon, the four-time Cup champion and Canadian Motor Speedway oval track designer, will take over the Hendrick No. 88 again next week at Pocono. The points into that race. Harvick, who was six at Indy, leads Brad Keselowski by 14. NASCAR Xfinity Series, we mentioned him. Yeah, Kyle Busch used tires a lot older than those of his pursuers to lead all but one of the 63 laps, holding off Kevin Harvick on a two-lap dash in overtime for his seventh win in 11 starts. 83 Series wins extends his series record every time he does that. NASCAR trucks on the clay at Eldora Speedway, Rosberg, Ohio. Kyle Larson came from a lap down to win the Dirt Derby. Couple of Canadians to mention. Calgary's Cameron Haley for Sportsnet 960, the Fan 7th. Niagara on the Lake, Stuart Friesen for News Talk 610, CKTV St. Catharines. Of dirt modified and sprint car fame, 28th, ran as high as 5th in his first truck race ever, parked when the oil cooler pooched. NASCAR Canada Series in Edmonton at the International Raceway for TSN 1260. Alex Tagliani may have missed the season opener because he had to run the Indianapolis 500. Pretty good excuse. But all of a sudden, halfway through the schedule, he's a contender for the championship. Tag took the lead in lap 88 in Edmonton, pulled away late in the caution-filled affair for his second win in a row, third of the season. Tag is now third in points, a mere 26 behind leader and fellow Quebecer Andrew Ranger. Another Quebecer, L.P. Dumoulin, a season-best second in Edmonton. Rookie of the Year leader Caden Lapcevich rebounded from an accident, and he finished third. This kid is really putting on a show. IndyCar, lots of opinion flying again. After the Toronto Indy, the future of this event downtown on a circuit that is just plain worn out. Now three-time race winner Will Power told Raceline Radio the bumpy track. And course changes in Toronto were a major adjustment.
Well, the biggest difference is, the last complex, really 10 and 11, the last two turns. The last turns become a lot more difficult, very, very, like threading a needle, really. You've got the walls and apex and the outside walls very close, and if you've got to be very careful not to touch the inside, it's very nasty otherwise.
Coming up in our second guest segment, another name synonymous with Toronto, Ray Hall, as in Graham, and wife, NHRA Funny Car star Courtney Force together. You don't want to miss that. NHRA Drag Racing, therefore, Mile High Nationals, Denver, Colorado. Your winners, Courtney's dad, John Force, in Funny Car. Tony Schumacher, former show guest, in Top Fuel. Alan Johnson, your top pro stock eliminator. IMSA Sports Cars, let's go to Lime Rock, Connecticut. Corvette Racing making history as Ollie Gavin and Tommy Milner scored the brand's 100th IMSA win in GTLM. This was a messy, crash-filled scrap at the Rock. PC winner, first overall, the Van der Zande Popo Stars Works Orica, the GTD. D winner was the Potter Lally Magnus Racing Audi. Our rally news is a presentation of the Subaru WRX and WRX STI, creating those monster sales. He's roaring to tell us they've released the 2017 Canadian Rally Championship schedule. No major changes from this year, actually. Seven Canadian Championship dates, all presented by Subaru, of course. Three in Quebec, three in BC, and one in Ontario. Next year's campaign opens Feb 4 with the Rally Pierce Neige, Maniwaki, Quebec, and concludes December 9, just before Christmas, with the big white winter rally in Kelowna, BC, faces in the pits, despite concerns that Alberta's flagging economy might scupper plans to stage a race in the Stampede City of Calgary, maybe as soon as next year. Schmidt-Peterson Motorsport co-owner, Alberta native and former Raceline Radio guest Rick Peterson maintains arrangements are still on course. IndyCar has been up to Calgary to have a look around, and I'm told they were very much impressed, and they should be. Little is known about the actual plans at this point, including when a Calgary IndyCar event may appear on their schedule. It's official on this one, though. Super Dirt Week this fall to relocate to Oswego Speedway, Oswego, New York, in October, laying down a layer of clay on top of the asphalt. As you know, they ripped down the New York State Fairgrounds facility, and Glenn Donnelly's new track nearby won't be ready in time. First time Oswego, home of the iconic Super Modifieds, has been covered with dirt since about 1952 or so. Well, the state of New York and Dirt Car are also making improvements to the Oswego grandstands and camping facilities. But you know, if you've been there, and I have, the place is nowhere close to the size of the old fairgrounds. It is going to be cramped in there for sure. And Oswego Speedway, Brantford Hamilton, and AM 900 CHML coverage getting set for NASCAR's Casey Kane, who will drive sprint cars on the 25th and the World of Outlaws show the next night, the 26th. Kane's excited.
I think it's going to be a great event. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm glad I get to race on Monday, kind of get some laps, get the feel for the racetrack, and then do the Outlaw show on Tuesday.
And we will see you there. And that's her for this week on the Raceline Race Wrap. Your questions, opinions, comments are always welcomed. Share ideas, thoughts, opinions with your fellow gearheads across the network, because your comments could win you the grand prize in our Subaru Raceline email bag trivia contest. We get your email and entries shortly. All right, Lisa, we need a pit stop. But once back underway, the huge big block dirt modified show coming up at Canada's longest operating dirt track with Miracle Speedway GM Erica Bicknell. Then we drop in on the Ray Halls, as in Graham and Courtney. This is Raceline, presented by Subaru. See your local Subaru dealer for a performance drive today, tomorrow, any old day, along the Raceline Radio Network.
Hi, this is Graham Rahal.
And this is Courtney Force.
And you're listening to Raceline Radio.
This ain't like when you're at a game and sign up for a credit card just to get the prize and then you immediately cancel the credit card. Because there's no prize when you sign up for our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
This is the Raceline Radio Network. Eric Thomas with you. Check out our Raceline Radio Network Facebook page. Show guest schedules, list of network affiliates, and broadcast times are listed there all nice and tidy for you. You can also follow us on Twitter at ET Raceline. Staying on top of the major regional events across this here networky, this one of Canada's oldest and longest operating dirt tracks, well, is the oldest, period. Merrittville Speedway, St. Catharines, Thorold in the heart of Niagara, 65 years and counting. The Super Dirt Car Big Block Modifieds are back for the 7th annual Bob St. Amand Senior Memorial, Monday, August 1. Let us set that up, therefore, with Merrittville Speedway General Manager Erica Bicknell back with us on Raceline Radio.
Bob St. Amand was the St. Amand family, not just Bob the Patriarch, has been an integral part of the history of this place as Canada's longest operating and oldest dirt track. Going back as far as I can remember, Bob drove and then became the pit steward, and the family more or less just followed him in into that realm where the family is just interwoven into this place.
Yeah, like anywhere in racing, there's always, families. It's a dedication, the time, the effort. You know, he got yelled at many a Saturday. So did Bob Jr. And, you know, Colleen's still here with us, and she still scores on Tuesdays and Saturdays.
Yeah.
Very important family to have with us, and we miss Bob.
Bob's one of those guys where he was a driver and became a good official. Not everyone who drives becomes a good official. So, like, every athlete doesn't become a good broadcaster of that sport. Bob was one of those guys who really became a good official because he knew the sport from the other side.
When you have an official that knows, that's been in the car, that knows both sides, they understand the driver's perspective. He was able to reason with them when they were upset. And for that, they actually really, really respected him.
Yeah, that's the key word is respect. So for the Big Block show, the Big Block tour comes in, and you have a pasta dinner beforehand.
He looks forward to the Club Castro Pignano 4 to 6 p.m. pasta dinner before the race. We usually do about 500 dinners. The race teams look forward to it. It's when you talk about that night, the pasta dinner is something that always comes up in conversation.
Now, Merrittville's not the only place where the Dirt Car Big Block Tour goes to. But you do something very, very unique in the presentation of the cars. Before they get out on the racetrack, you bring them down in a parade lap right in front of the grandstands, between the end of the grandstand and the fence. I don't know of any other track that does that. The first time you did it was a thrill, and it's a thrill every time it happens, right?
Absolutely. Everybody looks forward to it, and it still kind of sends chills down your spine every time you watch it happen, and it's a great tribute to Bob.
Big blocks on a small track. There's always is it better for a 358, a small block or a big block? There's always that argument about what goes well on a track of this size. Do the big blocks tend to overpower the place, Erica? That's part of the strategy, isn't it?
It seems like our locals with the 358s tend to be able to give these guys a pretty good run for their money.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously we're all fighting, all the tracks in the Northeast are fighting very dry conditions. Uh-huh. And no matter what you do track prep-wise to maybe give them a bit more of a big block advantage type racetrack, I think it's going to be tough. And I do expect our 358s to show these guys once again.
Erica Bicknell, Raceline Radio. Let's elaborate on the dryness part of it. Anyone who's got a clay track, and we were just watching Eldora, anyone in North America with a clay track is really struggling in the dry. What's your track crew doing? I mean, other than just watering the heck out of the racetrack, is that about all you can do, Erica?
You know what? Even that I don't really think is working. The week before our sprint car race, June 25th, Dad had gone out there Wednesday, Thursday, and Jim's dad Friday, all day. They were watering, disking, packing, like all day, every day. And with hopes of getting some moisture down in the track, and it just didn't even work. So it's like you can throw as much water at it right now. It's so dry. It's beyond really anything anyone really can do. It's the same for everybody.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. What we've tried to do the last few weeks, we cut out hot laps. So no pre-race hot laps. So we're not hitting the track till 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's helping a little bit. Not getting as many laps on the track. And like I said, I think for the most part, the fans and the drivers are understanding the conditions, and it's not for lack of trying.
Can we name drop it all in terms of the drivers that are coming in on the big block tour for the Bob Sinema Memorial, Erica?
Well, I mean, in following the tour so far this year, it looks like they've got a good following of big block drivers. Brett Hearn, Tim Fuller, Billy Decker, Larry White, all the
usual crew.
Yeah, the usuals, yeah. So we'll just kind of have to see who shows up. But looking by who's been going to the races up until now, there are 10 races in. I think we'll have a good car count.
Your weekly show is 358s, what they call small block modifieds. But there's still that faction there that says there's nothing like a big block. These are the big dogs, and it's always special when they come to your facility when your regular show is small blocks. Just having the big guys here, there's just something extra special about that, isn't there?
Yeah, it's exciting to see our locals like really, really, really do well. They're the best in the business, and our guys, like I said, are going to give them a run for their money.
Information on the website. Give us some more details on that one.
Yeah, gates open at 4 o'clock. The show's going to start at 7. www.merrittvillespeedway.com to get all the details. Because of the U.S. dollar, we don't have admission pricing set just yet. We'll have that probably within the next week. We want to try to be fair to the fans and keep it close to the U.S. dollar, being that we pay in U.S. for this event. It's so just looking forward to it.
Thanks for the time, Erica. It should be another great show.
Thank you so much, Eric.
There's Merrittville Speedway General Manager Erica Bicknell setting the table for the 7th annual Bob Sinema Senior Memorial, August the 1st, featuring the Super Dirt Car Big Block Modifieds at Canada's oldest and longest operating dirt track. All right, Lisa, let's set another pit stop to work before we go to work on the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest, then our chat with Graham Ray Hall and Courtney Force. This is Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Bobby Rahal, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. No medical exam or health questions will be asked. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network is Canada's national radio motorsport authority, you know. I'm Eric Thomas. You're invited to check out my Thomas Tales blog on the Canadian Motor Speedway website, of my Thomas Tales columns and Inside Track Motorsport News magazine, and on the web on the Raceline page at sportsnet.ca.
Apologize for the sniffles. I get this little, I don't know what it is, like a cold or something that gets down into the throat after every time I do the Indy. And then I come back from, you know, Toronto air, a lot of air conditioning. Then I get back home, and for like 3 or 4 days, this thing hits, and it gets down into your throat. And it's one of those things, even anybody didn't have to be on the radio, you know what's happening. You feel that thickness in there, and you just know the voice is going to break, but you can't do anything about it. You call a frog in your throat, whatever it is. But if I yodel every once in a while, you'll know what that is, and I apologize for that. Anyway, away we go. Snipples are not. With a Subaru Raceline mailbag trivia contest thing, your chance to win the grand prize pack. We ask you Subaru trivia questions. You have to include the answer to those things in your email of commentary to qualify to go into the break drum for the official draw to win the prize pack. The winning entry is drawn at random at the end of the on-track racing season, and the winner claims the prize pack loaded up with all kinds of good stuff from Subaru. Let us stay with the BRZ Sports Coupe, as the BRZ is the official Raceline Radio Network summer special events cruiser, don't you know? You've probably seen it around and about. The question is this one. The four-cylinder Subaru Boxer engine that powers the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe. Give me the peak horsepower of that motor, and at what RPM is that achieved? Okay, I'll ask it again. The four-cylinder Subaru Boxer engine that powers the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe. Give me the peak horsepower, and at what RPM is that peak HP obtained? Okay, use Eric at racelineradio.ca. Eric at racelineradio.ca. Raceline Radio is one word. To get your email in here, you spell Eric with a capital E, small K, and you don't ever put a space between Raceline and Radio because it won't get anywhere. It'll bounce like crazy, and don't do that. So let us now go to the mailbag. Here we go. Armin Parisi, who listens on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and has for a long time, wants to enter the contest. He says, hi, Eric. Answer to the trivia question is, and he's got it correct. He's got the horsepower and the RPM it's achieved. Exactamundo. Way to go, Armin. He's into the break drum for a chance to win the prize pack. I listen to the Fan 590 in Toronto, Sportsnet 590 The Fan, as we know it as, and have for many years, as he says. Keep up the fine work. No question for you, though. Thanks a lot anyway, Armin Parisi. That's okay. You can enter the contest and ask a question. You can do both, or one or t'other. Don't matter to Lisa and I. No way, no how. You can do whatever the heck you want, and you can enter as many times as you want. You can even enter if you're a former grand prize winner. We're not fussy here. We don't like a contest that is just overloaded with all kinds of rules and special things. So there you go. So there's thank you, Armin, for your entry. You want to enter, and if you have a question later on, that's fine too. Shane McGinnis, who listens on Sportsnet 590 The Fan Toronto as well. Hi, Eric. Really enjoy Raceline Radio. Listening for years. Keep up the great work. Thank you, Shane. You're very kind. He continues, in 30 years, I think there's only been four times that I have not attended Free Friday or a Friday period at the Toronto Indy. Here are some quick pros and cons, if I may, for this year's version of my favorite weekend of the year. Pros. Nice to not to have to walk around all the Pan Am games set up around the grounds. Yeah, here on that. Great that the paddock was inside the Trade Center, the Intercare Center. Yeah, that was nice. You remember back to the first few years of the Indy when it ran? It was inside what was known as the Automotive Building at that time, and it was great to have it inside on a nice hard concrete floor. Trouble was, though, was the old building and the old pipes were hanging down, and I remember they had to Bill Camphausen had to go around and show the drivers you got to deflate some of the transporter tires down to lower the trailers about an inch or two so they wouldn't pull the pipes down when they were coming into the building. But inside the Intercare Center, there's lots of room, but they put down their own artificial floors. But it makes it a nice controlled environment in there, especially when you're working with, you know, air conditioning. You don't have to worry about the heat or rain or, you know, uneven ground or anything like that. So it's nice to have it inside, and I would wholeheartedly agree with Shane's comment. He says, I watched the Penske team rebuild Juan Pablo's car up close, and it was very interesting. Yeah, that's one of the good deals you get there and watch these guys work on the cars. It's fascinating and one of the great selling points of getting yourself a paddock pass. Good to be on a weekend in July again here on that. Happy to see the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series back. The Canadian NASCAR Canada Series used to be the Canadian Tire Series, now known as the Pinty Series, used to be CASCAR, for the old guys like me, who still sometimes refer to it as that. And I agree with that as well. Nice to have the stock cars back. And the Robbie Gordon Truck Series, Paul Tracy and Max Pappas and Robbie Gordon and a few others in that thing, always very cool and a big fan favorite. Cons, though. Not impressed with the track change, but I understand why, but it should have been thought out before the new hotel was allowed to start building there. Well, yeah, I know what you mean. He says the cost of a one-day paddock pass, and we're just talking about that, $45, I think, is $20 more than it should be. Well, I don't know how you actually put a value on that, but I know my family got one, and they're glad they did. I didn't know if it was exorbitantly priced or not. I really hate all of the aero parts on the IndyCars, E.T. Way too much crapola, as he says. I watch 14 guys, yeah, 14, from the four Penske teams try to wrap all the replacement carbon fiber parts with the new wrap and decals. I thought it was Christmas wrap area at the shopping mall. I tell everybody that, you know, you got to be careful with that whole stuff and not get too exorbitant with the wings. Anyway, Subaru trivia question. You got to answer. The four-cylinder Subaru boxer engine that powers the Subaru BRZ sports coupe, peak horsepower, and at what RPM? Eric at racelineradio.ca. Eric spelled with a capital E, small K. Let's roll off another pit stop, Lisa, then one-on-one with racing's fastest couple, NHRA's Courtney Force, and IndyCar Cars Graham Rahal. This is Raceline presented by Subaru. Test drive a BRZ Sports Coupe today for the ultimate in performance handling. This is the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Edu Castroneves, and you are listening to Raceline Radio.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Do not settle. Demand. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Canada's National Radio Motorsport Authority for 24 consecutive seasons. Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network presented by Subaru. Eric Thomas, Lisa Bolesky, our Supreme Commander and Raceline Master Control. Vic Politian manning the network levers for us. I've wanted to line this up since they started going together, and now that they're husband and wife, I finally got a chance to interview these two gorgeous kids together at the recent Toronto Indy. Graham there, of course, to race his Indy car with his dad, Bobby's team, of course, while Courtney Force was there on an off weekend from her NHRA Nitro Funny Car duties with her father, John's outfit. Lots of fun with Courtney Force and Graham Rahal together on Raceline Radio.
You're like 230 something, and you're well over 320. So, like combined, it's almost like a 600 mile per hour marriage. You've never heard that before, and you're laughing at me, Graham.
Yeah, I mean, it's different. You know, for sure, it's different. I think the biggest thing is the requirement on our time is pretty tough. You know, for the two of us, as you can see, she's, you know, Court's here with me on her off weekend. Next weekend's mine, and I'm in Denver with her. So. You know, those sort of the time requirement is pretty heavy and definitely takes its toll. But, you know, speed is something we can all talk about. But that's just kind of a relative number, I think. I mean, as far as but it's definitely a good relationship, a lot of fun. We get to see a lot of cool places and do a lot of great things. But it's busy.
When you guys are away from the racetrack and you're having dinner or trying to have dinner out someplace, do you always talk shop? I mean, it would be obvious to think, well, what's going on with you? What's going on with you? Is it always shop?
You know, for us, we try to have the normal conversation, but, you know, like I said, it's hard because you're constantly talking about the previous race, where you are in points, and, you know, how the next race is going to go, and, of course, the crazy travel schedule. But we enjoy it. I mean, we love what we do, and it's a lot of fun to kind of talk shop, and although our sports are two, completely different cars and everything, it's still exciting to kind of learn about each other's and, you know, give each other a little bit of advice if we can.
Courtney Forrest and Graham Rahal, coast to coast across Canada on Raceline Radio. Do you try not to bring the frustrations home? Courtney, I'll start with you and I'll get Graham's answer. And he's sitting back and laughing. There's a lot of frustrations in this game. I don't have to tell you that.
It's definitely challenging. I mean, you definitely, you bring it home whether you want to or not. It's a little bit hard. I think the good thing for us is we have each other to kind of understand what it's like to go through the ups and downs. And especially when you're either crashing a car, losing a round or a race, it's kind of nice to have someone there for you that understands what you're going through a little bit. Most people, you know, they look at it and they're like, oh, you know, there's the next race, and you always try to see the positive of that. But at the same time, they know what it's like to go through losing the round, losing the points, and needing to get back up on your feet.
Graham, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think we try the best that we can to keep it away from the household. But we're very, obviously, both of us are very competitive people. We take this very seriously. We're very passionate about what we do. And so if it's a bad weekend, yeah, it's hard to kind of just let it go and let it slide. I mean, it's tough to clear your mind of it. I think in our case, you know, you've got to do the best that you can, I think, to keep, I would say, personal life in general separate from racing.
The Ray Halls are with us, Courtney Force and Grant Ray Hall on Raceline Radio. I had to laugh when you were at that show, I think it was a SEMA show with Shirley Muldowney, and your dad got up and said, "Shirley, you're my hero. She's going to marry an IndyCar driver. Will you talk to her?" You know, and I thought, that's hilarious. You knew you were going to get that once you got involved with the Force family, as crazy and wacky as they can sometimes be. And I'm being nice.
Well, not all of them, just one of them in particular. So, without a doubt, I knew what I was getting into. And, you know, John's a showman, you know, and I think that's really what's made him who he is. Yes, winning helps, obviously, but he's such a personality. He stands out, you know, in a crowd full of, great drivers and everything else. He's definitely somebody who has made a name for himself. And so, you know, I saw the whole thing, and Shirley then goes on about how she had a crush on my dad or something, right? So it kind of backfired on him, but, you know, it's all good. I think it's John and I definitely, we go back and forth quite a lot, yeah, so pretty used to it.
You're also very, very much aware of the heritage of your families. And, Courtney, I'll go back to you. Your dad is, an 18-time NHRA funny car champion. He talked to me when you guys were really little about you guys getting into the game. You're very much aware of what Graham says. Your dad is a showman. He's a legend in this sport, and you're involved with it. But you also have the unique situation where he's not only the head of your team, you race against your dad. And that's something that a lot of drivers don't do, but you do that.
Yeah, my dad is a showman, but at the same time, everyone always asks me, is he like that only for the cameras? But he's definitely not. That's how he is all the time. Back home, when we try to barbecue, go swimming, you know, have a day off, he is still like that all the time. And it's definitely a handful, but, you know, it's really great that I get to be a part of a sport and a company where I get to race, you know, against my dad. I get to learn from him at the same time, and just being able to be given this opportunity to get in a seat of a 330-mile-an-hour car is pretty amazing. But it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's a little bittersweet when, you know, we have to race each other. I mean, I definitely get up for the fight and want to take him out just as bad, or if not more, than anybody else that I race out there. But at the end of the day, it's a little bit difficult because, you know, you're sending someone home, and, you know, you don't want to make dad mad. But at the same time, I think he's proud if I get the win around him anyway, because we both fight hard for it.
The name Ray Hall is synonymous with this race, and he's the head of this team. Almost the same situation, maybe just not as intense, but it's the drive to win, to keep that heritage. That's part of this, isn't it, Graham?
Yeah, I mean, for sure there's a lot of pride in the family name, and it's interesting. Most racetracks I go to, dad's won at. You know, it is different than John, and in many ways I would say he's much more hands-off, particularly the last couple of years, and just allowing, you know, all of us and all of our team to do the job that they need to do to be successful. And so it is a different dynamic for sure than what John and Courtney go through, but all in all, it's still the family name, it's the family business, and, you know, we do the best that we can to make our dads proud.
But it's a very unique situation, and the fans really like the setup, because it doesn't happen all the time in any other sport. It seems to happen in this one. Any opportunity or desire to jump in Graham's car? And, I mean, it's a little more involved, and, of course, I'm going to ask you the same question, Ray Hall, so, you know, any chance to get in one of these and try one? Any desire?
I don't know. I actually didn't know much about IndyCar until I met him, so I don't know the first thing about driving one of these cars. I mean, I've sat in the cockpit before, and it's a totally different view than, you know, in a funny car. And he did the same. He sat in the cockpit of my car as well. But I think it's something you kind of have to grow up in and learn about. It's not something you can really just, you're a race car driver. You can just jump in any car and take it down or around the track. But I don't know. I always tell him I'd love to see him just either warm up my race car or at least jump in for a launch.
Set the clutch.
Yeah, jump in for a launch and, I mean, you know, slam on the pedal, and I just want to see how far he'll actually take it. Because most people, the second you slam on the throttle, I mean, they're right back up out of it. So yeah. We'll see. I don't know any of his, you know, racetracks. Mine's pretty easy for the most part. You just gotta take it down straight. I mean,
similar format.
Yeah, the only thing different is, you know, obviously the track or the, you know, where the groove is at on it, but little things like that. But it wouldn't be, I think it'd be cool to see him get in and try it, but you never know.
Yeah, you never know. Now, 10,000 horsepower, 0 to 100, you know all the numbers. A little bit louder and more powerful than your average act of God. Any desire to get like a half lap, half track, just to launch the thing, Graham?
Yeah, I mean, at some point, I think, you know, might try it out. I would try it out more than anything just to understand what court, you know, goes through. Because obviously we talk about stuff, you know, a lot based on, you know, what we're feeling or, you know, how it went or good or bad and all that. So it'd just be good to kind of understand, you know, some of the things that she's referencing. Obviously being pretty racing savvy and car savvy, I have an idea, you know, and when she talks about tire shake and all this stuff. But it'd be interesting to actually go out and feel it. But, I mean, you know, right now, people forget. I mean, obviously, there's always sponsor commitments and everything else. And so, you know, I mentioned to Dad at the end of last year, you know, can I go do it? And, you know, the answer was a pretty quick no, you know, because, yeah. I mean, heck, I think in my contract, I'm not even allowed to go jet skiing, but I do that anyway. But, I mean, it's, I mean, we have to be cautious. So maybe someday we'll give it a shot.
You guys, I can't tell you how much this has meant for the fans across the country to get both of you together. Courtney, we're certainly more than aware of what you're doing in the NHRA and the Funny Car ranks. Graham, your name is synonymous with this sport, especially at this place. Thank you so very, very much for the time.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
That was fun. Great people. Graham Rahal, Courtney Forrest on Raceline Radio. The future of the sport in IndyCar and drag racing is in great shape with these young'uns in charge, believe me. All right, Lisa, the final pit stop is due. Then we'll come back and tee up next week's show and more on the last lap. This is Raceline presented by Subaru, powered by the heart-pounding turbocharged WRX STI on the Raceline Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jeff Gordon. Raceline Radio returns in a moment.
Send us all your money. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher, and we'll send you a free subscription for Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Absolutely free.
Raceline Across Canada on the Raceline Radio Network. White flag, that means the last lap. So here's what we want to do for you next week. For the Raceline Bookshelf, best-selling author Joe Garner will talk up his brand-new Jeff Gordon biography, His Dream Drive and Destiny, that you can pre-order for its October release. Ransomville Speedway's Tanner Robinson will be back to set up another big show at the Big R, their 32nd annual Summer Nationals early next month, just across the bridge, plus your entries for the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. But when checkers fly, we say goodbye. Hugh Normus, Raceline thank yous going out to Will Power, Dale Earnhardt Jr., NASCAR Media, Erica Bicknell, Casey Kane, Graham Rahal, and Courtney Forrest. Thanks to Supreme Commander Lisa Paleski and Vic Palatian for ops and pre and post production, and to our Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest players and qualifiers. So from all of us at Raceline Radio, I'm Eric Thomas. So long, everyone. Raceline Coast to Coast on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru, has been driven by the Subaru WRX and WRX STI, 11-time Canadian Rally Manufacturer's Champion, and by the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe, engineered to excite. Talk to y'all again next week, right here on Raceline Radio.